Good morning, everyone. God bless you again. Welcome to new live streaming. Today we're going to be talking about a topic that's very deep. In the Bible, we know after Jesus Christ, like it was like a raising and to heaven. And, you know, after the Holy Spirit, the Pentecostal, the Holy Spirit was leaning to the disciples and they start preaching everywhere. But something happens, like the Bible says, everybody was like, whatever they have, you know, they were selling and they're giving away to the disciples, you know, to apostles, to do the work of the kingdom, and then, you know, divide all the money between all the people they need. Whatever they need, they were giving to the people. But in one occasion, something happened, like one couple, the Bible said, like they sold the property. But they, when they brought the money to the disciples, the apostles, the Bible said, like, they lied to the apostles. But we're going to read, reading the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1 to 5, which says, but certain men named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, saw a possession, and he kept back part of the process. And his wife also being aware of it and brought a certain part in line if at the apostles' feet. Then the verse 3 says, but Peter said, like Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back part of the price of the land you for yourself? And here is like when we see like something very, very deep. The Bible said like they saw something, they saw a position. And when they brought the money to the apostles, the Bible said like they give only a part of the money. But that's not the issue. The issue is not that. And like because a lot of people, they got their own interpretation about like the money. You know, the Bible said like they brought only a part. But in the next verse, we see like Peter, in this case, like he's talking to this guy saying like, why are you lying to the Holy Spirit? You know, they were not against only give a part. They were against, like, they were lying. And that's something, like, very dangerous when you lie. And, you know, the lie bring like, a lot of things, a lot of conflicts, a lot of things around when we lie. So we got to be honest all the time. We got to be honest with us. We got to be honest with other people. And don't lie to the people or don't lie to the ministers, because you are not lying to them, you're lying to the Holy Spirit, you're lying to God. And the Bible said that verse 4, so like, why reminded what is not your own? And after it was sold, what is not yours, your own control? Why have you convinced these things in your heart? You have not lied to men, but to God. On the verse 4, he said, like, why you didn't keep it? You know, you saw this possession, and you keep that money, it's going to be yours. You are not supposed to, you are not forced to give everything if you don't want it. But the issue here is like they lie. They say like, yeah, we sold the, you know, the possession by this money. So this is the money. You know, and that wasn't true. Because they sold the possession for more money, but they want to give you a part. But what could happen, they say, you know what? We sold the possession, but we only gonna give a half of it or a small part of it. That should be fine. But the problem was like the lie. The lie said, yeah, we sold the possession by the money. And they, you know, they put in their heart, they put inside their heart like to lie to God about even that apostle didn't ask them to do. Because the Bible said they were selling possession, they were selling everything they have and they're giving away. Nobody told them to do it. They did it because they feel it to do it. And that's something we need to understand. You know, when someone forces you to give something to the church, that's not the right way. Because when you do something forced and, you know, that thing you give him, that's not that good offering. When you give something to God, there will be something you really feel happy to give it. There's something you feel like really good to give it. You are like 100% sure you're going to give that to God. But nothing can be forced. When you sacrifice something, force it to do it, then the sacrifice doesn't have the same meaning. Doesn't have the same, what they said. The same control, the same everything. And we got to be careful about it. When we give to God, we got to make sure we give him because we feel it to give him. You know, let's say about offering, let's say about our time, let's say about our service, let's say about anything. You know, we can't lie to God. And in this charter, we see they decide to lie. They decide to keep a part of the money for themselves. But Peter said, why are you lying? If you keep the money with you, it should be you. And you have the money, you shouldn't keep control of it. You own control. Why are you lying? You didn't lie to me. You lied to God. And the verse 5 says, then Ananias, hearing those words, fell down and buried in lust. So great fear came out on all those who heard those things. And that's very interesting. Because the Bible said, when Ananias heard those things, he fell down and breathed his last. And because of this, the Bible said a great fear came upon all those who heard those things. And we continue reading the Bible, we see his wife, but the same way. We see Peter telling her, oh, you sell the property by this amount? And she said, yes. And the Bible is saying, why do you lie yourself? Why do you lie to God? And, we can lie to people. We can lie to men, but we cannot lie to God. You know, sometimes we act in a specific way. We think the people never want to know the truth. But that's something we need to understand. We can lie to everybody. We can lie to every single person around us. We can be acting one way used to pretending. We can be pretending doing something. We can be pretending doing the kind of people. We can be pretending to be the kind a Christian. We pretend to be the kind of ministry. But we never can lie to God because He is our Creator. He is the one who calls us. He's the one who knows us exactly. Even ourselves, we don't know ourselves. He's the one who knows. He's the one who knows better than even. Because the Bible says He's the one who weighs the hearts of the people. And who knows exactly what's on our mind. He knows exactly what our feelings are. Because He's our Creator. And think about it. Think about this charter. You know, the Bible didn't say they were forced to give. They sold the possession. They're trying to give only a part of it. That was fine. But the issue, that's the lie. Because they want to keep a part of it for themselves. But the thing is, they might keep everything that they wanted. It was no problem. It wasn't an issue. But they did not understand the right way. They didn't have values. They understood the way, the good way to do it. And that's something we see right now in the churches. A lot of people giving used to give. It got to be a way. Why we giving to God. And believe me, when you tie to God, when you offering to God, and you do it from inside your heart, when you do it the right way, you do it because you feel it, because you want it, because something you feel that something made you happy, then that's good. But when you pastor, when you ministry, when someone tell you you need to give it, you don't give it, you won't get blessing. You don't give this, you won't get blessing. You need to trust God. You need to prove God. That's not the right way. And that's something's happening right now with a lot of people. They're trying to take advantage of it and try to take money away from the people. The wrong way. But that's the right way. When everybody do give it because they feel it to do it. So this is the message for today. This is the small reflection for today. I hope they have been blessed to you. And I ask to share this video. And that's the case. I ask to subscribe to this channel if you are not subscribed yet. And I'll see you next Saturday at 6:30 a.m. in your live stream. So God bless you. And remember, we can lie to man, but we cannot lie to God. So God